Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Franchi Bordigere. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Bokin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Tiche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Les Tiche. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Franchi Bordigere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordigere hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bokin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bokin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bokin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive towards third. Dykes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Bochan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tiche for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a line drive towards first. Bonura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Franchi Bordagaray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordagaray is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordagaray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive off the glove of Com, and into shallow left field. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Bordagaray moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons is walked intentionally. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bordagaray. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bochan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knickerbocker moves to third. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotsky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hudlin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0 for 1 in the game. Boken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 2 in the game. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken misplays the ball. That's an error on Boken. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frenchy Bordigare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordigare is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bordigare hits a fly ball into right field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Com takes first base on ball 4. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudlin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bonura hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonura scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Appling moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0-for-2 in the game. Boken bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Dykes moves to second. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-2 in the game. Shea hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frenchy Ahold pinch hits for Les Tiche. Frenchy Ahold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ahold hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. Dykes scores. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Frenchy Bordigare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ahold. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Ahold steals second. Frenchy Bordigare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordigare is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bordigare hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Phil Galavan now pitching. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-3 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0-for-2 in the game. Boken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.